Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome to the At Home Show today here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you, and I'm excited about today's show, and the reason for that is we're going to continue talking about products and specifically the development of products in the building industry. And if I take you back to the beginning of the year, we talked about projects. So we spent a lot of time talking about projects that are done or being done around the home. You know, we talked about building decks and re-roofing and re-siding. And, you know, it was kind of a pointing toward the spring and the summer. And I'll tell you, the spring and the summer, although the weather wouldn't always indicate it, it is here. It's coming. And trust me, it is happening. And I'll tell you, a project that we just got done doing around my home this week was underground sprinkling. And my wife called it Christmas in the summer. I mean, and I'll tell you, the reason being is, you know, admittedly, and I've always been about transparency on the show, is my wife was the person that moved the hoses around the lawn all the time in the summer. I didn't make her do it. She did it, but now she doesn't have to do that anymore. And so I will tell you that a project that we just completed, and I am ecstatic about it, is the underground sprinkling. We aren't going back.
But your wife's more ecstatic.
She's more excited than I am. Pam, what are you doing around the home right now?
I'm still cleaning up from winter. We were cutting down a lot of trees that went down in the ice storm. So,
all right, and Tony, you know, Tony's with us just for a precursor to next week. I know he's hosting the show and has hosted in the past. What do you got going on, Tony?
We got a lot of stuff going on, Mark. We just moved at the end of January. So, I mean, we're excited, one, just to see our yard for the first time after all the snow melted. But, you know, we're looking at, you know, redoing the deck and restaining and refinishing it, and just concentrating on some of the outdoor stuff. And then, you know, down the road, we're looking at, you know, new countertops for the kitchen. So really exciting stuff.
It's a great segue into the topic for today. We are going to talk kitchen and bath. And we're going to talk about a couple products that are newer that will make the kitchen pop. You know, it's a very important part of a home. In essence, a lot of people will say it's the most important part of the home. So we're going to talk about product development today. But along the way, if you have a project that you're working on or you're going to be working on in the very near future, please call in and let us know what you're doing. We're always excited to hear what's happening in the home right now. So 395-1450, that's our number, 395-1450. You can always stream us online if you are not here locally. As the summer goes around, you're on vacation, you can stream at WHTC.com anytime, as well as if you miss a portion of a show and the topic is something that really gets you excited, definitely go on the website and check out the podcast. So without further ado, you know, Pam Kars has been on the show before, and Pam, we're excited to have you back talking about kitchen and bath. And
it's good to be here.
As the lead designer and manager of the Kitchen and Bath Group, you definitely have a lot to contribute to a discussion like this.
This is the time of year we get all the new launches.
You know, so, and Pam, before we do jump into things, last week you were speaking at an event here back in our backyard,
the Women's Expo.
Okay, now one of the things that you talked about in the Women's Expo was one of the topics for today, and that's the product development of lighting in a kitchen. And I'm not talking about lighting that we think traditionally with can lights. We're talking about something else.
Accent lighting. They've come a long way in what's available. The new offering for the product we have is Essencio Lighting, and it is a LED light that you don't have to change the bulbs. It'll last a really, really long time. You can use it to highlight your kitchen, light your counters, adds a lot to the look of a kitchen. What they've developed is we use a design program, and they've developed it to be incorporated with our design program so we can show visual and printouts to our customer, and it can price it through the computer, which makes it really efficient also.
So different areas in the kitchen where this accent lighting is going. You know, you had said countertops. Help us understand exactly where that is.
Well, it would mount underneath your cabinets, and then it lights your workspace on your counter, and it doesn't shine in your eyes. It just lights where you're working, and it's a direct kind of light on what you do. It just makes it a lot easier. You don't have that light shining on your head, glaring in your eyes. It's very functional.
Now, I imagine that some of our listeners have corner cabinets that maybe have glass
exactly.
in them.
It's great.
Is that another
for glass.
Area that you could put this mm-hmm. lighting?
And what's nice about it is it comes in what we call a rope, and it has a sticky strip on the back. So we recommend that you mount it on the back style of your cabinet so you don't see it at all, and you get the benefit of the cabinet being lit. And there's even switches you can get to put in doors, so when you open your door, lights come on, which work great for blind corner cabinets, say, or a pantry. That might be a deeper cabinet, a darker cabinet, and you can actually light the interior.
Okay. You know, so I'm thinking there's maybe three different scenarios where people could possibly use this. And those three scenarios are where somebody maybe is building a new home. I imagine that you can incorporate this rather nicely, right?
Yeah, it works great. And it works great in remodels, too. All you need is an outlet. And then you just string the wire along. They have the wire that clips into the lighting, so when you get it to a portion that you need the lighting, you clip the lighting section in, and then you clip back to the wire, and you string it through the hidden areas, and then you clip the lighting circuit in again. So it's just kind of weaving it back and forth to where you need it.
Right. And those were the other two things that I was thinking of is, you know, if you are remodeling and replacing all the cabinets in your kitchen, that's a wheelhouse, right? I mean, but also if you have an existing kitchen that you just want to brighten.
If you can get to an outlet, or you can have an outlet added in an area that you're not going to see it, then it works really, really well.
Okay, and then as far as user-friendly to be able to install this, is this something that you need to be extremely handy or on the handy meter? where do you land?
I would say on the handy meter, a 2 or a 3. It's really easy to do.
So something user-friendly.
Yes.
You know, you talked to me about this for a few weeks now, and at Zeeland Lumber and Supply, we're going to offer a special through the summer months. We're going to talk about that right after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. And welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. For those of you who are just joining us, we are talking product development. And today's product development really focuses around the kitchen and bath areas of your home. And specifically, prior to the break, we were talking about lighting and how there are some great new technologies that have afforded the ability to really put some jazz in your kitchen. And I had a text during the break from Mitch, and Mitch asked about lighting in perspective to the island of the kitchen. So he's got an island, and he's wondering about putting this lighting around the perimeter of the countertop of the island. Is that something doable?
It is doable. Again, you just would need an outlet. You would. We talked a little bit over the break on, when I mentioned it was easy to install, what kind of tools would you need? And basically a drill would be what you would need, because you would have to have the hole to string the light cord through to get to your plug. Ideally, the plug would be on the interior, so you wouldn't see it. So you might have to have an electrician come and set up a plug in one of the interior cabinets of your island. Then you can just tape that rope lighting under your overhang on your island and have a really nice accent lighting around your cabinets. You could also do the toe kick area.
Oh, yeah, right on. That's something that I thought of as well. So the toe kick is an area around the countertop area.
Yep, around the perimeter, around your island. The bulkhead area, the area above your cabinets, is another area to do an uplight, and that gives a really nice accent lighting, a soft lighting. One thing I want to mention, too, there's different colors in the lighting, and you can even get blue lights or red lights, or just a white light, or a yellower light. There's some really cool options there, too.
Yeah, it's a great product. Now, we had mentioned before the break that Zealand Lumber and Supply is going to run a promotion all the way through September. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, what we're going to offer is 50% off a lighting package with a kitchen order. So it's kind of a great value. I would say typical lighting might run around $800 in a kitchen.
So. Yeah, so about a $400 value, which is a really cool thing. For more information on that, you can always stop by the lumber yard and see Pam, or her email is Pam.
K@ZealandLumber.com.
That's Pam K@ZealandLumber.com. Yeah, that's a really cool promotion and something, whether you're building a new home, whether you're remodeling your existing and replacing all your cabinets, or even if you want to just freshen up what you have existing, lighting is a really cool concept and something that's here to stay. Let's talk about some other areas of the kitchen and how product development is enhancing what you are seeing. You know, Kraft, Made in Maryland are two of the great brands out there. Talk to us a little bit about what they're doing, maybe specifically starting with maybe a vanity program. Talk about that.
Well, Kraft Made was one of their launches for spring, is some of the vanities that look more like furniture. They're available in specific SKUs that we can put into our designs. A lot of that had to be more custom designed previously, are taking pieces of this cabinet or a wall cabinet and some legs, but now they're offering those as units that we can just put into designs. It makes it less expensive for the homeowner, and it makes it less expensive for the builder because he can just put it into place. So that was one of the new things that they're offering, which we were really excited about that one. And they have new colors that they have launched for their spring season. And they've offered some more door styles and different wood species. They also have what they call accent trims, which they have had limited colors in. And they're expanding that color offering. So an example would be a wall cabinet that doesn't have doors, like an open style cabinet. And if you were to put a beadboard panel backer in the cabinet, you could get it in green, you could get it in purple, you could get it in red. There's a lot of cool accent colors available. Crown moldings, they offer them in. Some of the brackets for countertops, so more of your decorative pieces.
395-1450 is our number if you have any questions or comments about today's topic. Or, you know, in the first segment we talked about projects. You know, it's project time around the home, and if you have projects that you're working on, you want to call in and make some comments about that, or you have questions in relation to that specific project, call in today and we'll give you some feedback. You know, Pam, another thing that I've seen out there, and I'm not sure if the listening audience has seen this product, but I believe it's a Kraft Made, maybe it's Merillat, you'll set me straight, I'm sure, but in the kitchen, you know, the area that is most susceptible to getting water is really the cabinet that has the sink in it, right? Well, this company, I mean, whether it's Merillat or Kraft Made, they have a solution to that, right? Talk us through that a little bit.
They do. It's called CoreGuard Sink Base, and it is a unit that comes in your sink base. It's basically wrapped to contain water, and it's very durable, so you don't have the damage. If you were to have a leak, it would contain a certain portion of it, hopefully before you catch it. What they're new offering this season on that is they're offering it for their sink bases and their vanities also.
Okay.
Just their kitchens.
Right. And is that something that if you get a Kraft Made product or a Merillat product that
it's available in both? And it runs probably $150 to add it to a sink base, which is well worth it.
Yeah. It seems like a small investment for peace of mind long term, right?
Right. Right. It really is the cabinet that's going to have the most damage.
So it's called CoreGuard, and folks can look that up. I'm sure they can Google that to
they
get a picture of what that looks
like. On the website, both websites, Merillat and Kraft Made.
And it's fully integrated within the base itself. So the next question that I would have is if people have an existing kitchen and they're interested in doing something like this, is that something that's an aftermarket?
No.
Okay.
Right now it's just available in the new cabinet. They could change their sink base and put a CoreGuard sink base in, but it's not available to be installed on site.
Okay. Kraft Made and Merillat. We talked a lot about both of them. Can you just give our audience a brief picture of where the Marillat fits and where the Craftmade fits?
Marillat is more of your starting cabinet line. They have less modifications available, less door styles available, less colors available, but great product, great price line. When you get into Craftmade, you're going to have more options available. They offer some semi-custom capabilities, a lot more modifications, and just more choices.
Excellent. We're talking building products here on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. We'll be right back and finish up this with a final segment. And welcome back to our final segment on the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, alongside Pam Kars here today. And we're talking kitchen and bath, and specifically, we're talking about products that are developing products. And the first segment, we talked a lot about lighting, and that's something that's been around, but there's some advances in the industry that have made it easier for the consumer to not only purchase, to not only see the design and what the impact will be, but also to actually install it. And we then moved into some discussion on Craftmade and Marillat, which are two well-known brands, and talked about things like their new vanity program, things like their new CoreGuard sink base. And although we describe it on the radio, sometimes it's hard to get a picture of it. So, Pam, I'd like to ask you, what are some resources that our listening audience can go to maybe see not only some of these advances in product, but also in general, kitchen and bath product development?
Sure. For Marillat and Craftmade, it's their name, the Marillat.com, Craftmade.com, and they have a lot of photos and user-friendly activities you can do on their sites to help you with projects. For the Sensio Lighting, again, SensioLighting.com, there's also general apps that give you pictures of kitchens people have done, visuals that you can look at. Houzz and Pinterest are great for those.
Right, Houzz is a great one. I know you're a big fan of...
Yeah, I like Houzz. I wouldn't say I'm addicted to it, but close.
It's the number one app on your phone, that's
right.
For sure.
Well, and we get a lot of emails from customers that they have files they send us, and it's great tool for us as designers to help people achieve what they want, because you can visually see what they're liking.
There definitely are more resources at the general public's fingertips than ever before.
Oh, definitely.
You know, one thing that I might add to that is the newly remodeled kitchen showroom in Zealand at Zealand Lumber and Supply. How many kitchens do you have there, Pam?
I think we have 16 vignettes between kitchens and counter or like vanity, and you can see so many different things and so many door styles. It's a lot more fun when you can touch and feel stuff.
Yeah, it's a fun showroom to go and experience and really touch and feel the products and get ideas.
Yep, lots of ideas and lots of new things we're showing too.
You know, in our brief time left, I'd like to talk a little bit about countertops, mm-hmm. right? And what's new product-wise in the countertop arena?
Well, countertops are making strides also. I know laminate's been around for a long, long time, and it's very popular because it's a great price point. One of the draws for your solid surface countertops and your granite countertops are their undermount sinks. Well, you can do that now with your laminate countertops. And you can do, it's called an integrated sink, and a lot of the laminate colors look a lot like granites, and they have different edge styles that you can do. So that's a great innovative development for price point conscious customers. Then they have more durable counters available now than we've ever had before with your quartz. They also make quartz sinks. So your sinks get beat up, your sinks get chipped, your sinks get stained. Well, your granite sinks are pretty much indestructible. So those are nice products that are new.
And then you have granite countertop, which...
Yep, granite's still available, and there's just so many color choices and price ranges in granite. We recommend to go to the supply houses and look at the slabs, because every slab has a uniqueness to it.
You know, one of the things that I think of in any portion of a build, you know, I've talked about it a lot in the past as far as really the environment where you install a product, whether it's deck, whether it's siding, whether it's windows and doors, and even inside, you know, the environment really has a lot to do with how that product performs, right? I'm just thinking, when you put these countertops down, what are the things that you have to think about as a consumer in terms of upkeep, maintenance, and keeping that product really as vibrant as you can?
We always recommend when you're in a kitchen to have something to set a hot pan on, to use a cutting board when you cut your vegetables up or your chicken up. Any of that continuous use in a space can cause wear and tear. You have less wear and tear or less
susceptibility
to damaging a quartz or a granite than you do, say, a solid surface or a laminate. If you were to damage a solid surface, your advantage is you could have it refinished and resanded because it's the same product all the way through. If you damage a laminate, you pretty much have to replace it. So different levels of price range to all of those. And, of course, everybody's going to want the hardest and the best, but it might not be something they can do, so you go for the best in the areas of what you can put in your project.
You know, I want to pause on that comment because I'm just thinking, you know, and I'm sure that all of our listeners are thinking their personal experience. And my personal experience is, you know, we have the quartz down,
mm-hmm.
and I've been told that you can take hot pots and set it right down on that quartz.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying yes, but there's an asterisk?
Yes, but, you know, nothing's foolproof in this world. So I'm the one that's selling it, and I'm just saying you're doing a lot of investment, so still treat it with respect. And if chances are, if you were to put a really hot pan on, you'd be okay. But there is a limit. I think it's like 545 degrees
okay.
that it can damage the countertop.
And then a follow-up question to that would be actually cutting strawberries, cutting apples, you know, you name it. Is that something that can really be done with a quartz, or just
yeah,
right on top of it?
It's going to wreck your knife before it's going to wreck your counter. You're going to have a dull knife. So that's an advantage to using a cutting board, because it does dull
right,
your knife.
Right. So you still would recommend a cutting board
mm-hmm.
in the cases of hot pots, you'd recommend
yeah, because there's always a chance of damaging something, and it's a nice way to just treat it. And it might be not quite as glossy as it was, or maybe need to be polished. It would just stay cleaner and brighter looking longer.
Right. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today, Pam.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I always love talking about products, and in this case, newer products that are really enhancing living spaces.
And this is the time of year for newer products, too.
And it is.
So come see it.
Absolutely. So, and I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week to the At Home Show. Here on 1450, a safe and happy weekend, everyone. So long.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark Vandenbosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.